Hello, everyone. Welcome. Today is April the 14th. This is our Whole Life Healing Call with Dr. Alex Lloyd, where he usually shares something about the deep water message that he posted on YouTube. But, of course, this is a time for you to interact with Alex. If you have questions regarding anything you'd like to ask him, he's open. He's ready to answer and interact with you. So before we hear from Alex and before I instruct you on how to raise your hand so you can connect with Alex, I want to share this disclaimer. This presentation is for education and informational purposes only. And since we're going to be talking about issues of health and well-being, we wanted to make sure that you understand this information is not intended to heal or cure anything. Everything in the presentation are the opinions of Alex Lloyd or myself, Johanna Chan, as your weekly practitioner of the Custom Kosher Trilogy. You should always check with a licensed healthcare provider about any specific health concerns you may have. All right, so instructions on how to interact with Alex. If you are on the phone, you can press star 2 on the phone. That's going to raise your hand. I'll be able to unmute your line, and then you can communicate with Alex. You can ask him a question, or you can share whatever you like. If you're on the web, you simply type in the field for you, and I will read that to Alex. All right, so Alex, our topic this week, I think, is balance. Is that right?
Hi, Johanna. Yeah, deep water is balance, and the new Jesus is about your beliefs. So let me share an overview, and then we actually have some comments that have come in since last week that I'll address as well. But as far as balance goes, I have no idea how many people I have seen in a counseling or coaching type setting in 30 years. But my guess would be that there haven't been more than 10 who were not out of balance in some area of their life, and that was a contributing factor to why they were seeing me, if not the reason they were seeing me. And in many of those people, our task was to get this area of their life that was out of balance back in balance somehow. And if we were able to do that, they would be good, the counseling would be seen as successful, and they would have a better life starting from there. As far as your body is concerned, we have about 350 systems. There's 10 to 12 macro systems like cardiovascular, neurological, et cetera, and about 340 or so micro systems. So within gastrointestinal, which is one macro system, you may have 8 micro systems within gastrointestinal. And all those things work really like a baby mobile. Everybody's seen those where they're hanging above a crib and they have a whole bunch of little strings on them and things at the end of the string. And if you can wind it up and they'll sort of bounce around and play music. Or if the baby touches one, they'll jump all over the place and then they'll come to rest again, usually in a different place than they were when the baby touched them. Well, your body works kind of like that. It is always 100% of the time seeking homeostasis, which is kind of a more clinical way to say balance, okay? We're supposed to work. Ancient manuscripts say if a person doesn't work, they shouldn't eat. And we know that later in life, when people like retire and quit working, they tend to die, okay? So we're supposed to work, but we're also supposed to play. We're also supposed to rest. We're also supposed to have spiritual meditation type time. We're maybe most importantly supposed to have relational, meaningful relational time every day. So living a full, happy, healthy, successful life is largely about homeostasis and balance. When something gets out of balance in the body or in your life, like not getting enough sleep, you can have variably any symptom known to man, from not getting sleep, okay, from eating a poor diet and not getting any exercise. You can get about 100 different symptoms and illness and disease and all kinds of stuff, all right? And what I've talked about so much for the last 20 years is stress. Well, being out of balance or your body not in homeostasis, that's kind of what stress is, okay? So if you are in balance and homeostasis physically, mentally, spiritually, your stress is most likely going to be very low. So if you're looking at your life thinking, you know what, I am really stressed, or I'm having a good bit of anxiety or sadness or can't sleep or whatever, I would say one of the first things you need to look at is whether some area of your life is out of balance. And think of automobile tires. Okay, you go in, you buy a new set of tires, and every so often you're supposed to go in to get those things balanced and aligned so that the tire doesn't rub more than it's supposed to on the road and rub all in the same spot, and then you have a blowout. So if your tires are in balance the way they're supposed to, then you'd have a smoother ride, they last way longer, et cetera, et cetera. Well, we work the same way. Every day you'll be smoother and more love, joy, and peace if you are in homeostasis and balance. And the only way I know to do that is, first of all, set up some routines in your life. And we'll talk about that more in a later deep water. But secondly, every single day to prioritize being in balance this day. Now, there's always exceptions, okay? I've had times in my life when either Hope and I were really, really poor, and so I needed to work way harder to put food on the table, but we knew it was for a short period of time. I did that when I went back to graduate school, and the short period of time ended up being like 3.5-4 years to get my PhD and MD, and I went to school full-time and worked two jobs. At one time, I worked three jobs and went to school full time. And boy, it was exhausting. But we knew at the end of this, we'll be at a very different place in our life and we'll slow it down, get back into balance. But what I'm saying is there are times intentionally when you're out of balance and you know it, but it's for a particular period of time. For a particular event or something like that, and then you get right back in balance as quickly as you can when that's over. And if it goes on too long, you may need to get back in balance sooner, or you're going to end up crashing with something really bad. Among those 3.5 years or four that I went back to school and worked three jobs, there were several periods of time where I had to take like a week and just sleep and rest, or I would have crashed, okay? So that's sort of the point for this week. In the New Jesus, we talked about belief and how everything boils down to your beliefs. So if you want to change something in your life, you have to change a belief. There's no way around it, and that is difficult to do. But you can do it. And so in the New Jesus, we're talking about how do you find the beliefs that are causing a problem in your life, and just as importantly, maybe more so, how do you change them to a new, healthy belief that's going to be positive to your life. Now, let me take a look at a couple of questions that people have sent in. And this one is based on talking about routines. Here's the question. What if the routines people have in place or the routine they think they should start in an area of their life take more time than what they have in a day or week, and they can't get them all done sometimes? And that's a good question, but I would say that for the most part, I know most of you know my story. I grew up, I was dyslexic, I had ADD, ADHD, except they didn't know about those things when I grew up, so they simply thought I was dumb until they gave me some IQ tests, and then they said I was smart but not trying, and they were wrong both times, okay? And it was a very difficult thing for me to deal with. Well, when I discovered routines, that's when I started being able to get things accomplished. So for me, the routines save time, not take more time. It makes my day more efficient. But I would say if you feel like, you know, the routines you need to put in place take more time than you have, then I would say you need to reevaluate your day and see, okay, where can I find 5 minutes here, 10 minutes there to put these routines in place so that I can accomplish something that I haven't been accomplishing? All right, another question. What would you suggest to people who feel restricted or pressure from their routines, like working out, nutrition, in order to avoid being unhealthy, where it feels like a bad thing might happen if you don't stick to your routine? That's a good question, too. And I would say that there's no guilt, that if you're living the way we have been preaching and teaching and talking about for 20 years, one of the bedrocks of living in love is no guilt. Okay? So I have messed up my routine so many times. I mean, I would guess that I blow one of my routines at least once every other day. Okay? Now, some weeks are different, but on average, probably once every other day. All right? But that's okay. That's okay. You just get right back on the horse. The key is being able to do it without the guilt and shame, because the guilt and shame tends to compound the not doing the routine, which makes you feel bad, which makes you need to numb the pain or do something pleasurable to offset it, and that's where you get into habits and addictions, okay? So the key there is you'll never do your routines perfectly, and I don't even know if it's good for them to be perfect. I think perfectionism does more harm than good, all right? So expect that you're not going to do them well all the time, but the key, when you fall off the horse, no guilt or shame, just back on the horse, thankfulness, gratitude, et cetera. And then the third question that was sent in, what is your take on finding that balance on being guided by a higher power or your conscience or God on what to do and going about the day without a set routine? And I love that question, because to me, that's how I live my life. It's the most important thing in my life is my relationship with God. Nothing else is close. I would not be here talking to you without that, and it's my number one priority every day. But I have a bunch of routines as well, and that's what kind of helped me go from not getting anything accomplished to getting quite a bit accomplished. So I believe that God is in my routines. I believe that God helped me form those, guide those, decide which ones to have, which ones not, the ones I do have, exactly when and where and how to do it, not going to guilt and shame when I blow it, but thankfulness and gratitude and right back on the horse and that sort of thing. So I believe I do both of those every day, that I live from the heart and am guided by the Holy Spirit, but also have several routines to get sort of the have-tos done in my day so that I keep moving forward and don't go backwards or stay stuck, okay? But I make more mistakes than anybody I've ever known. But for me, I'm doing better than I've ever done in my life, and I'm happy and at peace and, you know, getting some things accomplished week to week, month to month. So I think there can be both. I think it's kind of like you set up, you know, the old water wheels. They would set up, there'd be a stream, and they would divert the stream into a funnel that was usually made of wood, and then the water would rush through that funnel to the water wheel, turn the water wheel, which creates electricity or which turns the stones that grind the grain or whatever it is that they're doing. It's kind of like the chutes and the water wheel are the routines, and that flowing water is living from the heart and being led by God or my conscience or heart or whatever. And I think I can absolutely do both in the same day. In fact, to me, the routines make it easier to live from the heart because I can forget about the have-tos. I don't have to think about, oh, I've got exercise today. When in the world am I going to do that? No, that's already planned out for me. Now, if I have to change it, it's no big deal, but it's already planned out, so I don't even have to think about that. It's just that such and such a time on Wednesday, that's when I go downstairs and do my 45 minutes on the elliptical machine, all right? So in a way, having the routines frees my mind and heart to flow and go where I need to go that is unique to this day and the people that I come across and the situations I come into. So those are the questions that were submitted, and so that's it for me, Johanna. If we have any questions or comments.
Okay, so if anyone online on the phone has a question, press star 2 to raise your hand. Go ahead and press star 2. Your hand's going to raise, and I will open your line. If you are on the web, you can type in your question, and I will read that to Alex.
And one thing I'd like to say while Johanna's looking is, and I think this is the first time I've ever asked this, is I would ask some of you who feel like you're getting some value and worth from these things to share it with other people. You don't have to send them to the YouTube channel. I mean, get out a piece of paper over lunch or dinner or whatever and say, hey, I heard something that I think is something good that has helped me that you might be interested in, and explain it to them yourself. If you can't do that or are uncomfortable, sure, send them to the YouTube channel. But I've had two people in the last week who have contacted me who are sort of peers of mine. They're best-selling authors. They're wealthy. They've been around for decades. Pretty well-known names, stuff like that. And they contacted me separately, not together. They don't even know each other, as far as I know. But both of them told me, "Hey, Alex, I've been checking out your YouTube channel, and the stuff that you're saying and teaching on there, other people who teach stuff like that usually charge big bucks for that, you know, whether it's an online class or an in-person live weekend or some weekly subscription or whatever." And both of them said, "You ought to charge for this. I mean, this is good, unique stuff, and you're just giving it away." Well, that was my intention, to give it away and for it to be good stuff that helps people. And I've always wanted to do that. If I could give everything away, I would. Can't, have to pay our bills too, but in 20 years, we've never turned anyone away because of money, and that was a spiritual commitment that Hope and I made, and I think we've been blessed for that. But anyway, If you're getting any value, share it, because that's the point, is to give people real value with something that's pretty unique for free. Sorry for the interruption, Johanna.
No, that's great, Alex. Okay, so we have our first hand up, and it is from Glenn. Let me open your line, Glenn. Hi.
Hi, Johanna. Hi, Dr. How are you guys doing today? Good to hear from you. Great content. I wanted to ask you a question, but before I do, just a comment on your stuff. I have a YouTube channel, and I do posting, and I'm an influencer, and I heard that before. You know, they said, well, you know, don't give everything away. And my experience is give as much away as you can, because even if you give your deepest secrets away, people won't get it the first time anyway. And they'll want to know more, and they'll be more interested in your work. So
I also believe it always comes back around to bless you when you do that.
Yeah. And at the end of the road, when we go to meet our maker, he's not going to ask us how much money, what was our gross on our work. He's going to ask us how many people did we help, and how generous were we, and how kind we were. So I think that's
absolutely
the model to do that. Now, I wanted to ask you regarding routines and get your thoughts on this. So here we are. We say, well, we got to be more productive, so we're going to get on a routine, and I'm going to schedule my routine so I can be happy and get these things done. So we schedule the routine, and a part of us says, oh, that's great. Now you're in business. And then when it comes time to do the routine, there a part of it is like, oh, no, not that again. Oh, come on. And here we go. Here we go off to the races with the tug of war. Your thoughts, please.
Yeah. My thoughts are that person has a belief at the time that the routine comes up that the best thing for me to do right now is not the routine. They have a belief that they have that belief. It's guaranteed, or they would do the routine. And to me, what I would advise is you don't ever set a routine unless you've already had that internal discussion and negotiation with yourself. And so before you ever set a routine, you say, okay, what are my beliefs about this to do it? What are my beliefs that maybe not to do it? All of the above, and let me Google and let me talk to some other people and get their opinion and try to get the whole truth about this. And then decide whether to do the routine or not. And if I decide to do the routine, then I have a belief that once the routine time comes, unless there's extenuating circumstances, and sometimes there will be, and when there are, you have to consider those. So those extenuating circumstances might say that the best thing right now is not to do the routine, but to do this instead. But outside of extenuating circumstances, the decision has already been made by yourself, or you and God, or you and your heart, or you and your conscience, or whatever. So that's one of the secret to routines for me, is that you see part of the routine as being, as long as I'm keeping this routine and believe it's a good thing for my life, there is no mental gymnastics. There's no internal discussion when the time comes. That decision has already been made. And that's one of the things I found in the research about this that was very, very strong, that people like Einstein and Steve Jobs and people like that who were world changers all had more routines than the average people, and sometimes way more, almost to the point that their whole day was routine. But part of the research was that by making those decisions in advance and committing to it, it freed up all kinds of brain power for them, because no longer are they even questioning, am I going to do this? Am I going to do that? It's already been decided. So when the time comes, I simply do it. And it's a healthier way to do it. and the stress goes down, everything. So that's the key to that for me, is if you're getting to the time for your routine and then you're having a debate, you've not really committed to that routine. Now, if extenuating circumstances happen, that's completely different, and that's fine whenever those things happen. But no extenuating circumstances, there's no discussion. The decision's already been made. I'm doing it. The other one is another caveat about that, which has worked really well for Hope, and my oldest son has very recently started doing it, and it's worked well for him. My wife would call making a deal with myself, and that's where you have a negotiation with yourself in advance. Again, the decision's already been made. There's no debate when you get to the time. But in this case, the decision is, okay, if I go exercise, then I can X. I can have a treat. I can watch a 30-minute sitcom. I can have a piece of chocolate. I don't know, whatever. But it's making a deal with yourself. If I do something that I'm really not looking forward to doing that much, but I know it's healthy for me, then I get some kind of a reward. If I don't do it, I have some kind of a consequence that I have to enforce on myself if the system's going to work. And that's basically called reality therapy, developed by a guy named William Glasser, which works especially well for kids, but it works well for adults too. So, long answer, but a very good question, and that's my two cents.
I know that one of the biggest insurance producers, a guy who produces about 10 times more than his competition, or the next guy, he's that like the agent of the year. He uses that reward thing that he says, if I'm going to have lunch, I'm going to have to do X, Y, and Z. And if I don't do X, Y, and Z, there's no lunch. Or I'm going to knock off at 6 if I get X, Y, and Z. If I don't get X, Y, and Z, I don't knock off at 6. I knock off until I get it done. So that seems to work for some of the highest producers in business, Dr. Alex.
Yeah, so you've got those highest producers and have that working for them. And then on the other routine side, you've got Einstein and people like him who are absolute world changers, who, based on the research, pretty much 100% of those kind of people, the Einstein people from the history of our world, a common thread among them is routines.
Beautiful. Thank you so much.
Okay. Great to hear from you, Glenn.
All right,
you
we have
too,
a couple Alex. More, couple more hands up, Alex.
All right, I've got 2 minutes.
Okay, our second caller is from Florida. Your line is 9037. Your line is open.
I'll just make it quick. I just wanted to say part of my routine. I don't have much of a routine. I'm like actually in the stage where I'm trying to hustle right now to try to get things set up, a little business that we're trying to start. But one thing that I've started doing, and I've been doing this for months, almost consistently every week, is posting on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
This call, and on my in my news feed or whatever it's called, it's got the long version, and I just kind of try to quote you on things, how you describe the call. And then also, you know, just kind of briefly what it's like for me. And then in my story, I'll post the short version, which is the name of the call and then the dial-in information. So, and I love that time when it comes, you know, I try to do it like on Tuesday or whatever. But and sometimes I'm late. I don't try to beat myself up. There have been times, too, that I've forgotten. But
great.
I feel better sharing that. So when you brought it up today, I'll let somebody else get a question. Hopefully it hasn't been 2 minutes.
Well, thank you so much. And, hey, I would appreciate it if you would send us an email and how we can connect to that
Yes, I so want to outsource you guys. That's part of our business that we want to do, is we want to have that focus, because y'all have helped me so much in my life over the past 10 years. I just can't ever thank you enough, and I can't thank God enough.
Well, our pleasure. So, yeah, send us how we can send other people to that thing you're doing. That's great. And, Johanna, I am going to have to run. I apologize. Whoever is waiting, we'll answer you twice next week.
Okay. Okay, thanks, Alex. God bless. All right. So I'm going to there were a couple more people. I'm going to lower the hands now. And I'm going to ask if anyone would like a custom trilogy or a custom code. We're going to give some time for that now. So if you would like a custom trilogy or a custom healing code, raise your hand, press star 2. All right, so we have one hand up. Okay, your line is open.
Hi, it's me again.
Hi.
I was going to see if I could get one for a rejection and insecurity issue. I don't know if it's old or not, because I know that I've healed a lot from that in the past using your guys' stuff. But I think it might be like I don't know. I actually don't even know.
So what are you feeling in this insecurity? Are you feeling fear? Are you feeling not good enough? What are the thoughts or beliefs?
I mean, other than I just knew that it was like a rejection issue, because I stored in my throat or my neck. It just, like, makes this really big ball of energy. It's enough to move my spine out of place. Sometimes I used to go to the chiropractor and try to do that until I learned that I need to wait to go to the chiropractor until after I get my issue down, because otherwise I'll be, like, right back the next week or something. But it definitely is, like, a painful thing, like, physically in this. My neck.
Okay.
Know if that answered your question.
That's okay. On a scale from 1 to 10, how much is it bothering you right now?
So right now, I think I feel better, but like, I don't know if there might be some still stored in there, because yesterday I was feeling fine, and then just like no warning at all, I started feeling it as I was driving home, and there was like no warning at all, and I was okay, is this coming from me, or is this coming from somebody else that I'm connected to, or what's going on? But
what is it
I
that,
can
what is
tell
it
you that
start...
it was like a recent, it was brought up recently by, I felt ghosted by a friend, by a new friend, but they explained to me, you know, that they just didn't want to contact me until they knew that they could come by for an in-person visit, and I was like, okay, but for me, can you sometimes say hi when I reach out? So I don't know how this is going to work out, but I know that I need to try to work on myself. Like, I don't know if I can influence them, but I definitely need to fix it in me.
Okay. We'll go ahead and create a trilogy. You wanted a trilogy, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, very good. All right, say for me, I desire to be healthy.
I desire to be healthy.
I am ready to test truthfully.
I am ready to test truthfully.
The primary issue.
The primary issue.
Rejection.
Rejection.
Okay, very good. Okay, so if any specific memories come up of times when you have felt this way, you want to just acknowledge those and bring them into the field, the healing field that you're creating with the trilogy.
Okay.
Minute number one, we're going to tap from the eyebrows all the way to the side of the hand, as usual. Okay. Next, we're going to go to the sore spots. Collarbones, under the nipples, under the eyes, Then we're going to go to under the arms, middle finger, and then the 9G. Healing code. Left hand brainstem, right hand high bridge. Then left hand high bridge and right hand brainstem. The governing conception and energy centers. We're going to slide from the bottom or the base up, all the way up and over 3 times without stopping. So go all the way up over to the top of the spine. Lift your hands, come back, do that again. Let's do that 3 times.
Okay.
Then we're going to go to start at the heart.
Okay.
Slide down to below the belly button. Slide down to the base. Slide up to the solar plexus. Slide up to the throat. Slide up to the forehead.
Okay.
Slide back down to the heart.
Okay.
Back down to the base.
Okay.
And then slowly move up, pausing at each center. And then, when you're done, repeat the healing code.
Then repeat the healing code. Okay.
Okay, that's it.
Okay, thank you.
You are welcome. God bless you.
Thank you. Y'all too.
Okay, and don't forget to send us the information Alex wanted. You can send it to feedback@thehealingcodes.com.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. God bless. Okay, so that's going to be it for today. I want to thank you all for attending, and come back again next week if you didn't get your questions asked today. God bless.